I think pretty good stuff, huh?
And it's brought to you by the Weber Chevrolet family of dealerships on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Here comes the weekend, honey. What's going on?
You calling me, honey?
You betcha. You know what, MVR?
Tell me all about it.
I'm with you.
I'm glad you are, my friend.
Yeah,
it's been good.
Looking across the street at the Carpenters District Council, their union building, on the time of temperature sign, it says it's 71 degrees.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty chilly for, you know, what we've been used to. But with the wind chill factor, it's like 68.
Oh, come on, man. But the heat index today is going to be 108.
There's a little breeze out there this morning.
Right to work for Missouri is bad.
No, that's not what it says.
What does it say?
It says right to work in one font, and then in a red italicized font, it says for less. And then back to the original font says doesn't work for Missouri or whatever the heck it says.
I know you're out there, you know, every,
every 26 minutes.
So I knew you would know what it is.
Absolutely.
You haven't talked about your friends at the bus stop lately. Anything happening over there?
At the bus stop?
Right next door here. You just got some good stories.
It's been fairly well, now that they have these Field of Dreams husk leaves here in front, we can't really see over them. So I don't know whose design that was, what landscape architect put that up.
You know, let me tell you a little bit about my farm knowledge from my friend. We'll call her my friend. I learned a lot. I think that's corn. I think it's sweet corn.
I know, but why would you grow it on Hampton Avenue?
Well, maybe, you know, maybe somebody who's homeless who lives potentially on the street around here found some corn.
They're going to harvest it. You know how in some barbecue restaurants they have a thing called dirty rice?
Yes.
They're growing dirty corn.
With nice fumes from the buses that come by.
Yeah.
But at first, everybody thought it was just like little monkey grass growing out there.
No,
that's not monkey grass.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really a corn patch.
I think
it certainly looks like one. Although I haven't seen any buds, so all I see is just a bunch of tall leaves.
Maybe speaking of buds, maybe it's the wrong kind of plant. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yep. Am I crackling no good? Awesome sauce. So the microphone's not working a little bit. I just got a text.
I hear you fine.
I know you do. I guess I have a text that says, hey, MVR, you're crackling really good right now.
Hey, well, go off at 920 and go on 105.7
HD2. No, I'm just going to switch microphones again.
All right, go ahead.
Can you carry us for the next
one? Yeah, sure. No problem at all.
Hold on. Let me... Okay. I had to move around a little bit.
See, when you do it on purpose, I don't mind. It's when you don't know you're doing it that makes me insane.
I'm not doing it on purpose. It was cracking, so thank you for texting me, Uncle.
Yeah. Thank you for listening at 5:09.
Wow.
On the Thursday.
It's already 5:09.
It's 5:09. The show's almost over.
Oh, my gosh. It's the longest 2 hours of my life.
This show may really be almost over.
It could be.
It could be.
Yeah, you never know.
Could be.
So I got a question for you.
Yes, I love when you ask me questions. I just hope you let me answer without interrupting.
So Johnny Manziel made a declaration yesterday.
A commitment.
A dedication.
What are they? It's a resolution. New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, just a different date.
Sure. So today's date, if I'm not mistaken, would be
the 30th.
It is the 30th, right? And there's only 30 days in June. Just make sure I'm right here.
I'm
100% correct.
Even in the leap year, there's only 30 in June.
Right. So tomorrow would be July 1st.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm making sure my story's right here. So he goes on to TMZ last night. And if you go to our live at 5... Goldie and MVR Live at 5 Facebook page, you can actually read this article.
And while you're there, click the like button. Anyway, go ahead.
But more importantly, you can see this amazing mansion this dude's partying in and listen to some audio.
Is
from
it his?
Yeah.
He owns the mansion?
Well, don't forget his parents.
Right. And where is this?
It's in Cabo.
So he or his family owns a mansion in
Cabo San Lucas. Yes. But the point of the story
is
he's done. No more. He's not going to be drinking.
Oh, okay.
He's going to go sober. sober.
Right.
So we don't know if that means sober as in no more booze, sober as in no more drugs. He's sober.
Right.
He really believes that he can get an opportunity to get back into the NFL.
Well, listen, if Michael Vick can come back and have somebody sign him after what happened with his deal, then anything can happen.
But he was decent. He was a good quarterback. Manziel sucked.
Okay, but maybe he sucked because
he was boozed up
of his afflictions. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's diminutive, which in your speak means he's small. He doesn't have the strongest arm. What?
But when I laugh at times, Justin from Illinois wanted to make sure Plowsy didn't plant any of his buds out here.
I want to make sure Plowsy's not laying in it because I don't see him here this morning.
Well, there's no blues. There's not a lot of stuff to cut up for the next show.
I guess so. Who knows? I mean, you know the old joke, if Osama bin Laden can run a 4.240, some NFL team would sign him.
Oh, God, that's awful. Well, that's kind of a great segue because my next question to you is, let's go ahead and hypothesize on January 19th when Mr. Obama decides to leave office, thank God. But he pardons Aaron Hernandez. He just pardons him, saying, you know what? I pardon you. That's it. You're out of jail.
Right. What about it?
Would he get a job at the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
See, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, the NFL just doesn't care.
Yeah. No, absolutely. If the guy can play and not be a troublemaker, absolutely.
And he was a phenomenal.
I can just promise you he wouldn't be re-signed by the Patriots. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I don't think Mr. OB will do that, though. No, but so I was looking at some rehabilitation statistics. So when you go into...
Well, you must have got up early and fresh today. What did you do last night?
Just laid around.
Oh, okay.
just laid around all night.
I understand.
Yeah.
What happened to your shirt? I will leave
it. It's toothpaste. I just brushed my...
I just want to say I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate
leave it at
that.
Yeah.
Did you like the icing on those donuts?
Come on.
There were strange donuts sitting over there. I threw them away.
I understand that. Why do you have to make an icing reference?
I don't like icing. I don't like glazed donuts, man.
But you have it on your shirt.
I know. It's toothpaste, for the love of goodness. So when you either have to go to rehab because of the DWI or court mandate.
Court ordered.
We'll call it that. Or due to the fact that your family thinks you need to get to rehab and put you in rehab. Otherwise, you will not getting any inheritance. There's numerous different reasons why you choose or don't choose to go.
What do they call it when you get the whole family together to pound on the guy?
Interventions. I've had 10 of them.
Yeah. You've had them?
Unfortunately. No, I'm kidding. No, I haven't.
Like, do you host them and cater them?
No. Oh. When I hear
it's not a business.
When I hear I'm invited to somebody's house and there's going to be other people there, I'm kind of like, uh-oh. What are we talking about today? Do I need to bring topics or do you guys already have that covered?
Chances are they have
it covered, right?
Right.
No, but only what percent do you think of the folks that go into rehab actually come out rehabilitated
and stay clean?
They stay clean.
I'd say
now remember when you go to rehab, sometimes you don't really want to go there to get clean, so your heart's not in it.
Right. So I'm going to say that it's a true 100% success without any relapse. I would say 22%.
Almost. It's the Mendoza line. 200.
200.
Yeah. So 20. Two out of ten. Two out of ten people actually come out of rehab. And I just thought that when I'm looking at Johnny Manziel, you know my ADD. I look at Johnny Manziel. Sure. I go from everywhere else to Hernandez. So you start thinking. And then it goes to Andrew Luck. Hello. Payday.
Andrew Luck is not in rehabilitation.
Well, he was in rehabilitation last year because he was hurt.
Physical rehabilitation.
But
TMZ hasn't told us yet that he has a drug or drinking problem.
Well, you know, now he has an $87 million signing bonus for 6 years. Hello.
Now, wait. Not a signing bonus.
No. That's guaranteed money.
Okay,
$87 million guaranteed
money. It's not a signing bonus.
No, okay. Valid point. But it's $87 million guaranteed with
for 6 years?
139 total.
If he fulfills it and they keep him on the roster.
Because it's unlike baseball where it's not guaranteed.
Right.
But, yeah, how about that whole deal?
Right.
That's how does that impact the rest of your salary cap? I mean, if you're paying this guy that much money, aren't you going to have some holes on your defensive side?
No, if you take $87 million. Well, no, what is it? The contract's $140 for how many years?
No, it's $139 million for 6 years. But I don't know how that impacts. It could be weighed high, low. You know, I don't know the details. That just came out
Right, but so what is the math on that? 620 to 20.
If you're divided evenly,
20, like 23 million a year, is that the math?
You don't know how much backloaded or front loaded.
No, I get that, but it's an average of 23 million a year. I mean, you know, that's what the top paid quarterbacks get.
So let me try to explain how the show works.
You know, tell me, because I haven't a clue.
I know, because you have the most blessed job, I think, in St. Louis.
You mean the radio job?
Yeah, you do.
Why? Because I just have to roll out of bed and come here?
That's all you do. Well, no, actually, I have to call you to get you up. I am your alarm clock.
Then I roll out of bed. Yeah, but what makes it easy?
Because I wake up usually around 2 o'clock, yeah. 1:45, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And since we don't have a producer, we've got an awesome board op, Matt, back here. Yeah. Awesome job.
What up, Matt?
Hello, buddy. He can't talk. Literally, he's not allowed to, but that's a whole other story. We'd like to have interaction a little bit, but he can't. Mm-hmm. We don't have a producer. We don't have an intern. So there's no content.
Can I just ask you a side question real quick?
Yeah, well, of course. You interrupt me.
Yeah. Is it okay? Is he allowed to be a board operator wearing an ankle bracelet?
Well, I think he lives right around the corner.
An ankle GPS?
Yeah. They know right where he's at. So
that little antenna must really get in the way of his cat. Hey, Matt, we're talking about you, just so you know.
He was on the phone, so you know what time it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so you... I have to go find content. And the funny thing is, I spend literally like an hour and a half trying to find out what happened the night before, the baseball game. That's what I do.
What is this show about?
We don't have a clue yet.
No, what is it about? It's one word.
It's one nothing. Just nothing.
It's about nothing.
Nothing.
So why do you prep for nothing?
Well, because I want to have a little bit of knowledge about something.
You got a long way to go.
Well, you know, I know that. That's obviously so. You know what time it is. It's time.
Wait, hold on. No, it's not. You're building to a point. And
well, I just want to get him off the phone.
No. Well,
so my point being is we have nothing.
But you said I'm blessed. Why?
Because you don't do anything except sit there with your feet up, propped up, like you're almost ready to fall asleep, as I'm over here.
All right. I don't need to do prep. I can play off of anything you want to talk about. All right? If you wanted me to do the prep and get everything set up, you would be lost in what we're talking about. What do you think?
Yeah, NBA. Like I care.
No, it's not. It's not. It wouldn't even be sports related. It wouldn't even be.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you
But you love the point I made to you that the only league in any level in the world that doesn't have a DH is the National League. I don't care if it's minors. I don't care what it is.
We don't care if it's Corey League. We don't care
what it is.
Bat League. What'd you call it, Corey? Corey League. KHOURY. That's what Corey Lee
is. No, we don't have that.
All right,
no.
So.
We got Babe.
Now, let's.
All right. Yep. All right, hashtag.
Just hold on. Here we go. What?
You're falling for a douchebag. Douchebag. D-bag, D-da-bop-bop, D-bag, D-da-bop-bop, D-bag, D-da-bop-bop, D-bag, douchebag.
And now,
hey, here we go.
As the new intro song is Mark from SoCo.
That's what I do at 1:45.
That was beautiful. That was the best thing you've done, MVR. That was great.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, DB from SC?
That's the new DB from SoCo.
All right, get on with it now. Come on.
From Boston. Hey.
Yeah.
Tony Mantell, let me get this through your little thick Boston head.
Will
never play in the NFL again.
Well,
today's NFL, he's done.
Well, here's
he's
the
done.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. If this show survives by our choosing after tomorrow, it's going to be years before we could settle that bet, before we see if it ever happens. If the show does end tomorrow, I will never speak to you again.
Oh, that's going to be... Hey, I'm out.
Well, Mason management would be crazy to let you two guys go, first of all. Second of all, you'd talk to me. You'd find me. You'd hunt me down. You love me, Goldie. You love me.
I think you said you love him.
I'm kind to listen. My pet I got from pet
challenge.
Adoption. Okay, I like to help those that can't help themselves. That's why you have an avenue on this show. That's why we let you in the studio, because we want to take care of the misfortunate.
The challenge.
Yeah.
I know that you guys are podcast.
Do you know I get a write-off? Do you know I get a write-off? Listen to me.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Do you know I get a write-off for letting you come on the show?
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. That's a lie.
So what's your points today?
Now let's get down to business.
All right, let's go.
There we go. Let me hold on. I'm sitting down.
The old deck bird. Play the Newsbag song again. Go ahead. And then what do you call in or a text in? And then the other guy, a huge ass or whatever. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
No, wait.
Let him make his point so he can be done.
Well, you fixed your headset there for a second.
Yeah, I heard him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He just wants to,
you can't make fun of Hugh Jass. That's our boy.
That's our man. Mark, you're the only guy that calls in. Nobody calls in. And that's quite okay with us.
I think people don't call in because they don't want to stoop to his level.
Well, they're scared. That's why.
Yeah, I know. They're scared
of They're scared to talk to you two gentlemen.
All right, so what is it you want to talk
about?
Yeah,
I mean, all you've done is babble.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, he'll be back. He'll never be back.
You're like Trump. Right. You just self-promote.
Talk. What's your point? What?
Here's the deal. They're done. Anybody thinks they're going to make the wild card, they're done. They're not making nothing this year. They are done. What's a game to field and kill them?
Easy, Slayton. Slow down. Just slow down. Talk normal. No hot take needed. All we have to do is talk slow and make a point.
Yeah, your microwave egg sandwich at the 7-Eleven still has another 82 seconds, so take your time.
How much 7-Eleven anymore? There's hardly any even in St.
Okay, go to the QT. They got a great kitchen.
Get the flock on with it. Let's go.
I'm trying to talk to you. Well, I mean, why would you let that ball drop? Why?
He's yelling again.
Why would you not catch the ball?
I can't even hear.
You not hear me?
No, now when you yell, it is very hard to...
I'm not yelling. Yeah. I'm talking.
Right, now that's perfect.
Why did Piscotty let that ball drop?
Well, if you saw the post-game interview, back in college, there was a controversial call when he had a runner on third base with only one out when he was trying to determine.
Like this.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make sure he can understand.
Go ahead.
So his answer was, if I caught that ball, I'd have to pop up and try to throw the guy out at home. So I don't think I think what was going through his mind was, I remembered this happened one time before. I caught the ball on a dive, and the winning run went in to score.
Right.
So.
Well, who cares? You got to catch that ball. And then you got the spaghetti arm, $100 million left fielder. He's a joke.
You are an idiot. Gosh, you got to be. He's having almost a career year right now, you D-bag. Come on.
How does the average work for MPR?
How's what?
That's 254 average.
I can't hear.
254 average.
The 254 average. How many home runs?
Okay.
Home runs are an overrated stat, just so you know.
I don't know.
He's got the arm of a second grader out there in left field. He's terrible.
We'll talk to you later, pal.
Okay, bye, guys.
Yep, see ya.
Boy, that was an insightful call.
That was nothing.
All right, listen.
You think we don't have nothing to talk about?
Mark, I just want you to know that in the 2 months that you've been calling us religiously, that was by far and away your worst call. That was your worst call. You brought nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't Piscotty catch that ball? Seriously, if we're not here after tomorrow, I will never speak to him again.
Humphrey, the reason why we may not be here tomorrow, we'll find out. We're good.
Oh, is he asking?
Yeah.
Just some structural things here at the station we're trying to resolve and figure out. That's all.
Mark from SoCo sounds like he's got a ball gag in his mouth this morning.
That's every day. What do you mean this morning? That's every single day.
Why am I taking calls from Shirley Brown's teacher? That's from Elvin. Evil Calvin. That's the text of the day. Where is it right there? Yeah, send me your address. Good, you're going to get it to movie tickets. Yeah. That's outstanding.
Absolutely.
Well, it's time.
What for? What
for you
to do
your
what?
76.
72.
72. Well, 4 minutes longer.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we could do that. I want to go out and check the wind chill factor anyway.
I'm gonna go out with you this time.
Really?
I'm gonna test the corn. See if that's really corn.
You know what you were?
I'm going to find out.
You were born under a bad sign, baby.
I'm Pisces. I like the water. You are you're such an air guitarist. You know what? I'm going to have to do Facebook Live. I'm going to have to do this.
This is you, buddy. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
Oh, yeah? Talk to my life. No, I said life.